trending, Lee, yesterday on X and trending on TikTok among the trends, the left laughing at Donald Trump for the ridiculous contention that Kamala Harris would gender transition illegal immigrants. The left laughing to the point, I saw that because there's usually four trending things on Twitter. It's like the hottest things on Twitter. So I clicked on it, and it's mainly the left making fun of Trump, including Mark Lamont Hill, CNN commentators, political commentators, big name people, and then other more anonymous accounts. Oh, come on. She's not going to gender transition illegal immigrants. That's ridiculous.
Except that's what she said she would do.
Absolutely. I want you to hear. And look, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. We'd never support that. The left all saying things like that, Lee. Come on. No candidate would do that. I mean, no candidate, Lee, would be that radical. That is a sample of what they were saying, left wingers on X, about Kamala. But yet, just 2 days before, that very thing had broken on CNN. Here's Aaron Burnett. No friend of Trump's, a liberal Democrat activist posing as a reporter, okay? Because that's what they do over there.
Yes.
And she's shocked. Listen to her voice. She's getting the K-File report about Kamala Harris and the questionnaire, the ACLU questionnaire that she filled out back in 2020 when she was running for president, right? And she's, you know, and she's telling them, hey, yeah, you know, any illegal that shows up, we'll take taxpayer money and fund the gender transition surgery. Take a listen to Aaron Burnett's reaction on CNN to realizing how radical Kamala actually is.
Gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported. Taxpayer funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer mm-hmm. funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally, mm-hmm. You know.
Lee, I call them sheeple for a reason.
Yeah.
That it boggles the mind. They don't know what their leaders are doing. And a lot of this censorship isn't. First and foremost to persecute us, although that's part of it. It's to keep their sheeple from finding out who they really are. Yeah. Yes, their sheeple are liberal, but they're not insane. A lot of them.
Yeah, there's some.
Some are nuts. But that's not the predominating thing. The predominating thing is misinformed. And what you watch there is something incredible. You watched Aaron Burnett find out in real time, oh my gosh, this woman is nuts. Elon Musk retweets that, right?
Yeah.
Libs of TikTok is like, yeah, these left wingers, I mean, they've got it. They've made it trend on X. Oh, come on. Donald Trump lying. She's not going to pay for transgender surgery for illegals. Actually, she is, with your money. Anybody who shows up, she's going to pay for it. It's what she said. She wrote it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk retweets it. It's just all these leftists basically saying, nah, that would never happen with. It's literally on video.
Yeah.
Here's her talking about how she pioneered the idea that if you are in federal prison, you deserve for the hardworking taxpayers to pay for your transition. Here she is. And you know, why is she saying it? Because she's radical.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections.
Now listen to, again, Aaron Burnett, CNN, she p- pimps herself out every day for Kamala to get her elected, lies, spins, whatever it takes. Just listen to this. What this tells you is these lying hacks on these networks don't even actually understand what they're pushing when they push Democrats.
Gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally,
she doesn't even know what she's pushing, which is Kamala. They don't even know.
No.
And that's why their sheeple are so confused. Unbelievable.
Just to think that someone who crosses the U.S. border illegally and is detained and is in a prison, and that you would spend taxpayer money for elective surgery for something that is not a medical necessity under any circumstances. I'm sorry, it's not a medical necessity. You may feel like it is, but it is not a life and death situation, despite what liberals will tell you. Why? Why? You can't answer that other than it's to make a political statement. It's mind-boggling.
That, and you have just absolute disdain for the American people.
Well, and yeah.
You do. You just see them as a donor class who should, you know, just pay and pay and pay because you don't like Americans. Yeah. Bottom line. Meanwhile, we've still got these Title IX battles going on all over the country.
Of course.
That would open the way to forcibly integrate girls' sports teams, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard what's going on in Massachusetts?
I'm not aware of what you're...
This one didn't make the news at the time much, and it's shocking. Okay. Massachusetts High School, this is a headline, CBS News. Massachusetts High School field hockey team.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, forfeits game to avoid male opponent. For the first time, a Massachusetts high school will exercise its new right to forfeit a game to avoid a player of the opposite sex. The Dighton Rehoboth field hockey team said it will not play against the Somerset Berkeley team next week. We took a pulse of the captains, and the consensus was that we did not want to participate against males this season. So we, notified Somerset about a month ago. The Dighton Rehoboth School Committee, that's their school board, instituted the new rule. Listen to this. This is the crazy part. After a female hockey player was badly injured from a shot from a male player last year, causing November during the Dighton Rehoboth playoff game, a boy on the Swampscott female team fired a shot that hit a female player, causing, quote, significant facial and dental injuries and required hospitalization.
So, once again, you have a male injuring a female in a sporting event, claiming to be a female.
Yeah.
In a sporting event for women. And apparently they're fine with this.
Oh, yeah. No, CBS is outraged. They brought in this individual, Madison Finn, president of the Minuteman Field Hockey Club.
Okay.
Who argues, listen to this. She thinks the teams would play. Field hockey is a game of skill. There's no different rules for playing for men, for women. The rules are the same, Lee. You should focus on your skill. Work on that in the sport. Then she says injuries can happen in athletics.
Oh, really?
Which
Who
no
knew?
Big deal. You know where we're going? You mix this with the censorship by the DOJ that Kamala Harris is planning. You're going to see people who get injured canceled if they speak of
it. Right, exactly.
They will simply disappear the news. Mm-hmm. You will, if you are a woman who does not survive their policies, as we saw when MSNBC laughed at the rape and murder victims of illegal immigrants, had the Democrat squad on, Pramila Jayapal, she laughed. They busted out laughing about these women being recognized on Fox News and how ridiculous it was. You get your teeth knocked out, end up with a concussion in a hospital bed, you're getting canceled. You didn't survive a Democrat policy. It doesn't matter if you were one of them before, one of the Democrats, one of their sheeple. You're an embarrassment to them, and then you got to go. So, Lee, this is Massachusetts, okay? This is not South Carolina.
No.
And in Massachusetts, they're even throwing their hands up and going, we can't. It's too dangerous.
Well, at least one of the teams is making that decision.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to penalize them in terms of, you know, how they finish their season and what their ranking is. That's not fair.
Right.
Either that or one of the team has to take a concussion and have dental surgery. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. But you know what? We're going to get what we deserve if we don't turn out and vote in this election. When is it okay to beat a woman? And it is increasingly okay to beat a woman. And I don't mean just on the field hockey field. Although that's okay too, if you're a man. As long as you're dressed like a woman when you do it. It's okay to beat a woman if she has wrong think. We learned that from San Francisco State University and San Francisco Police Department, who watched Riley Gaines when she spoke there, the swimmer, who said, no, boys shouldn't compete against girls. That's not fair. Watched her get beaten by a 6-foot-tall man in a dress. So it was okay. It was recorded on video. They said they'd investigate both the San Francisco State University campus police and the San Francisco PD. Ultimately, both declined to charge the man because he had right think, she had wrong think. And, you know, he might have been a couple feet taller than her, but, you know, looked like it anyway. He was huge. Maybe getting hit would help her think better. But it's on video. You have, well, we just, you know, we don't think any charges are necessary. He got off scot-free. Now it's become okay to beat Caitlin Clark. Every time I talk about this, people say, why are you talking about sports, Tara? This isn't about sports. It's happening in sports, but this is not what this is. What is happening to Caitlin Clark is unbelievable. Her coach has had to have press conferences. They are beating her. They are shoving her to the floor. Why? Because she's white and she refuses to be a lesbian. I am not kidding. I'll let Clay Travis, the Outkick Sports host, explain.
All I will say is I told you this was coming. Caitlin Clark is white and straight in a league that is primarily minority and lesbian. I told you that this was going to be an issue, and lots of people tried to pretend that it wasn't going to be an issue, and they claimed that I was making stuff up.
Right. So then they trotted out a couple of other white girls to make statements that they had privilege. They also had feminine privilege. In other words, they present as womanly, which is also apparently privilege. And then the other players apologized for their feminine privilege, which is when you're born looking like a woman or something. And demanded that Caitlin Clark apologize for all of her privileges and immediately endorse somebody Democrat. She wouldn't. She just wants to play. She wouldn't say either way. It cost her a spot on the Olympic team. It did. She is shattering record after record, both at the collegiate level and now is doing it in the WNBA, yet she was shunned for the Olympic team. But she didn't do it. She didn't endorse. But I knew she was going to break over the weekend. If you go watch the video, this is not the usual rough and tumble bump, you know, bumping. They are walking up to her and shoving her down on the floor full force. They're hitting her. The refs see it and don't call it. One of her great talents is on the free throw line. She has now, they have lost games, according to her coach, because the refs wouldn't call it. It was so bad after that press conference, the ref called one of these fouls after the game. Days after, they upgraded it. But it's too late. They'd already lost the game. In the WNBA, it is okay to beat Caitlin Clark. Why? She would not come out. And yeah, I mean, anything would be acceptable. Come out as a lesbian, endorsed, Kamala Harris, something. This weekend, they broke her. They did it again, shoving her to the ground. Again, these aren't the typical fouls. We haven't seen a thing like this. But what's so remarkable is the refs see it and they turn their heads. They turn their heads. And this weekend, she broke down in tears. And I said, they're going to break her. She's not last much longer. She's going to have to endorse or disavow Trump or something. She's going to get hurt. She's going to get hurt. And it's hurting her team because she doesn't get to go to the free throw line. And they know, they have learned they can beat her and trip her and shove her, and they do. This is beginning to affect sports. It will spread. This is a cultural thing. I don't care what happens in the WNBA, but I do care what the standards are. This is being watched. This is being normalized. They broke her this week. She saw what Brittany Mahomes did, how Brittany Mahomes liked a pro-Trump post. She's obviously Patrick Mahomes' wife, and caught total absolute hell for it. She didn't even say anything. She just liked a pro-Trump post. Absolute uproar. From the same hypocrites who made them made us watch them kneel, slur the flag, slander the country on the national and international stage. We had to sit there and shut up and take it. Put Black Lives Matter and other Democrats' slogans on their helmets. That was okay. But God forbid the wife of Patrick Mahomes hits the like button on something that's pro-Trump. You'd have thought the world ended. Well, Caitlin Clark saw this and thought, you know what? This is how I cannot give in to them. I'll just hit like on Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris. And I went, oh no. Oh no, she didn't. She doesn't understand the left. It's not going to be good enough. That's a win to them. They're going to demand more and more and more, and the beatings will get worse. So they ask her, wow, okay, do you endorse Kamala? She says, not, no, I just endorse what Taylor Swift was saying about voting. We should all vote. We should all register. Not good enough. Not good enough. So she's refused to endorse, put her name in, and you'll see what's going on. You'll see what's going on. The media is wailing on her because she liked the Taylor Swift post but would not comment, would not endorse Kamala. So the beatings will continue. She'll probably be in tears again next time you see her on TV. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to either disavow Trump, endorse, because she will. She's going to. Because now she just poked the hornet's nest. She thought it would be good enough. I'll do the opposite of Brittany Mahomes. That'll make them go. No, that shows them they're winning. The beatings will be worse. The refs' heads will turn faster, and you will have to endorse. So I don't know. She's got several options. She could come out as a lesbian. She's not. She has a boyfriend, but it won't matter. She could come out as a lesbian. She could endorse Kamala, slur Trump, something. But she'll do it before the election. You watch. You watch. She just can't take it anymore. She can't take what it's doing to her team. What I can't take is what's being normalized here. Because if it's okay to beat Caitlin Clark, then it's going to become okay to beat other women too who won't go along. It's going to become the norm in sports. Either you watch, either you're on the right political side or the refs are on the other side. Or we could stand up and fight. I mean, look at this. The Hill's going off on her. Caitlin Clark on liking Taylor Swift's Harris endorsement. Educate yourself, she says. Register to vote. Nope. Not going to be good enough. Not for the beatings to end anyway. Absolutely tragic what happened at Bell's Crossing. 8-year-old child said to be autistic. Took off running from the school, allegedly from the playground. We'll get more details as it goes. That's what the UK Daily Mail is reporting. And scaled a fence. Staff tried to catch him. Didn't. They found his body in a pond. You know, in our society, parents have begun to expect, I think this has been generations in the making, that schools will raise their children. Well, I'm raising the child when the child's with me, but when the child's at school, like, you know, they're responsible. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. The lawsuit will be massive. See, that's the thing. It won't. More than likely. Because government has something called sovereign immunity. There's a point I'm getting to here. Government has something called sovereign immunity. So if the daycare lost the child drowned in a pond, yeah, you could sue the daycare out of existence, pretty much. That payout's going to be massive. Sovereign immunity says the government can't be sued. Now, lawyers will, this case is so egregious, probably try to get around it, but the standard is so high, you pretty much have to prove malice. In other words, the teacher hated the kid and let him go. That's almost impossible to prove. Probably didn't happen, which makes it almost impossible to prove. Odds are very high this family will never get a dime. They'll have to pay the funeral expenses themselves. Unless the school system, for some reason, was to decide to settle. School board could do that. But they don't have to. In other words, when you turn your child over to the government, the standard of care is trust, because there isn't the same liability that there would be if this was, like I said, a daycare. In other words, I don't know that parents fully appreciate what they're turning their kids over to. You need to understand that. I mean, this morning, I didn't even get it all in. I went to my inbox and started reading the emails I've gotten from my children's schools this week. My kids are in virtual, but they're still zoned for their schools for extracurricular activities and all of that. So we get all of the emails from the schools, even though we don't actually physically attend them. We technically attend them, so we get them, right? Riverside Middle, Riverside High School. I don't mean to pick on them. That's just where I'm zoned for. Riverside Middle, Riverside High School. Sorry about the knife found this week. Sorry about the threats this week. Oh, don't worry. We've deployed the Evolve Weapons Detection System in the dogs. Don't worry. We caught the kid with the weapon. He's going to be up for expulsion. I just went, oh, thank God. I just think, you know what? Thank God. After Winder, Georgia, and all the copycat stuff we've seen here, just, you know what? I'm so glad I wiped my hands of the, just washed my hands of this years ago. Because you know what? Ultimately, you are in charge. Not the school, you. It's not, well, I'm raising him when he's with me, but the school will, no. And that's what you could say. This is what this is a reminder of. They can't deal with all the world's problems. These poor administrators, they can't. And do they screw up sometimes? Yeah. Do you have any redress when they do? No. Not really. Not legally. In some rare cases, yes, but for the most part, no. And parents don't give it any thought. They just turn their child over and off it goes. I mean, you're looking at, and then there's the ones I got from the district this week. There's six emails in my inbox. Knives, guns, weapons detection systems, expulsions for threats to shoot up schools. I mean, what the heck? So look, there are a lot of great alternatives to going to school. And if you're one of those parents who wants to really take control, you can. You can find a way to do it. I'm super busy and I've found a way to do it. The option is there for you. If that's not you, that's okay too. But my inbox is just, it's just over the top. And these are excellent schools. They're fantastic. I'm not blaming the school. It's just to the point where life has gotten so ridiculous and the way kids are being raised gotten so ridiculous, you just throw your hands up. I like this one. Hey, would you start monitoring your child's social media for us? From a principal. Would you start monitoring your child's social media for us and just kind of let us know about the threats you're seeing? Oh, and tell your kids they're supposed to say something. That's our policy. See something, say something. We reiterated the importance of the see something, say something protocol. We clarify that does not mean tell a classmate or repost something to social media, talking about threats. When parents or students repost messages, the threats, on social media and do not make reports through the appropriate channels, it perpetuates the fear and creates additional safety issues. Oh my God. And again, these are great schools. If you look at their scores, it's among the best in South Carolina in terms of the job they do educating kids. It's just, I don't know. My husband and I have just been looking at our inboxes this week and shaking our heads going, it's just too crazy out there. Texter writes, We need to remember the daycare slash kindergarten didn't create the behavior of the child. We need to focus on what kind of child is being dumped off. Another texter writes, there's probably a lot more to this story than we know. That does not surprise me. Again, the child did have autism, according to the sheriff's department. Texter writes, spare the rod, spoil the child. I agree with that. Texter writes, but you pulled your children out mainly because of the cultural stuff. Yes, I did. Texter writes, homeschooling is a blessing for your children. Look, if you have listened to me for the 10 years I've been here, I was a huge defender of the public schools when I started. I have had wonderful teachers in the school system. Teachers who I was teary-eyed at the end of the semester, you know, summer, you know, they love my kid. And when a teacher loves your child, you can't help but love them a little. Most of my teachers were wonderful. It wasn't them. They weren't the problem. There's one or two that, but, you know, you're going to get that with any kind of organization, right? No, it was the kids. They were insane. I came to the conclusion, school is not attendable past fifth grade. Before then, I think it was okay. I think it was fine. It was still innocent enough. But by fifth grade, the most popular kids in the class were the gay ones and the transgender ones. And the problem with that was that those kids weren't gay or transgender. They were pretending to be so they could be popular. By the end of the year, one of the girls, who was supposedly a lesbian so she could be popular, had a boyfriend. And I went, this is, you know what? We're checking out of the insane asylum. We're coming home. And I've been happy I did it. I've loved it ever since. One of the things you'll see when you pull your kids out of school takes about a year. Neighbors will notice it too. My neighbors did. They soften. And in a good way, not a weak way. They become what they should be. The hard veneer they need to survive public school that you don't even realize is there. And maybe private school too, I don't know. That you don't even realize is there. That hard, tough veneer. The jaded one, it fades. Your child's true personality comes through. I've seen it myself. It's unbelievable. And they change. They're not any less tough. They're just what they're supposed to be. Outside of that environment, because that environment is not healthy. Well, coming up on the show, Kamala and Joe stand poised to do their level best to launch World War III this weekend, or whoever's running the White House. It's not real clear who that exactly is. But whoever they are, Vladimir Putin has a warning for them. Do not launch World War III with us. Will anybody listen? I don't know. But you don't need to worry about that. You know what you need to worry about? You need to worry about what you're doing on Sunday, October 13th. What is Sunday, October 13th? Well, that's the NASCAR Cup Series duel for Roval supremacy. It's the NASCAR playoffs, Roval style, at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we've got two tickets that you can win right now. How do you win the tickets? Well, in the next segment, not now. What you're going to do right now is write down the call-in number. 800-905-0989 is the call-in number. But don't call now because you can't win now. But you can win when I say it. But I want you to go ahead and put it in your phone so you could speed dial. We'll take caller number 2 in the next segment when I announce it. So the tickets get you in for the pre-race concert, the countless driver appearances, and, of course, the 109 laps of exhilarating racing. If you don't win, well, you could always break down and buy a pair, too. So 800-905-0989 is the contest line. And in the next segment, at some point, I will give those away. Okay. Yeah. So it appears, maybe, we'll see. Well, we're three going down this weekend. Folks, let me guarantee you two things. My Battleground America listeners know this is prediction. She wins. Two things will happen in 2025. Number one, we will go to war with Russia on the ground in Ukraine. World War III. It will literally be World War III. Number two, we're going to have another pandemic. We're already planning for that. And that is coming up in the next segment, too. The plans that the South Carolina state government is making with the World Health Organization to transfer massive amounts and consolidate massive amounts of power in one place so they can force you to do their will during the pandemic. That is absolutely planned. And if you have doubts that it's planned, they wouldn't be doing this if it's not. Everything is being geared in that direction. They just know they can't. It'd be too obvious to do it before the election. I mean, come on. And they've tried, by the way, and they cannot get another pandemic of fear started. So they'll do it next year if she wins. World War III and pandemic, count on it. I may be off a few months. Maybe they'll put one of those off to 26, but we're definitely getting World War III. They may start it this weekend. I'll tell you how in the next segment. This is pure unadulterated idiocy that you're watching right now. And Vladimir Putin is trying to explain this to them, but I don't know if they will listen.